Welcome to the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Schmidt, editor of Greater Orlando's top wedding publication, Orange Blossom Bride. I'm sure when you said yes, you had no idea you were jumping on this roller coaster that is wedding planning. The goal of this podcast is to help make the wedding planning process less stressful and a lot more fun. We'll provide you with great tips and ideas, along with expert advice from some of the area's top wedding pros. So let's get started planning your Central Florida wedding. Welcome. This is the very first episode of the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast brought to you by Orange Blossom Bride. I'm Amanda, and I'm really excited to have you and to help you plan your wedding. So we're starting this podcast because we know how busy you are. And, you know, let's be honest, you're not going to stop your life just because you have a wedding to plan. So the goal is to give you the know-how that you need through tips and resources while you're on the go. And so that you can really enjoy the process of planning your wedding. Since this is our very first episode, I wanted to give you a little background of Orange Blossom Bride and what we do for engaged couples getting married in the area. So I started the blog back in 2015. It had officially launched in January 2016. At that time, I actually had a vintage rental company that was about a year old. And as I was working that out, I had the pleasure of working with a bunch of local wedding pros. And I was always amazed by the beauty that they would create for couples on their wedding day. And it could have also been shoots that we would do. We would do styled shoots. And they're just so talented. And I realized that we didn't have any wedding blogs that were just for the greater Orlando area at the time that could really showcase their work. So I decided to get rid of the vintage rental company, and I went all in with Orange Blossom Bride. And at first, the blog stretched throughout the whole Central Florida area. But one of my favorite parts of owning the blog is that I'm able to visit the venues and the bridal shops and the vendors. And the West Coast was just too hard to get to sometimes with having to travel I-4 to get to Tampa. And I just couldn't get there as much as I wanted to. And also there is a wonderful blog over in that area called Marry Me Tampa Bay. And they cover the Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa Bay area. So side note, if any of you are getting married in that area, definitely check out their Anna's website. And she is the editor over there. She does an amazing job, and they've been around for quite some time. So there's tons of inspiration on marrymetampabay.com. But about a year later, I decided to scale down to just the greater Orlando and Space Coast areas. Since it's what I knew, I've lived in the Orlando area since 1990, and I really wanted to focus my attention on what I could actually get to. So we scaled it down. A year after that, we went to print. So now we have Orange Blossom Bride magazine as a supplement, which comes out 2 times a year. And we've partnered with amazing local businesses like the Florida Wedding Expo to help couples getting married have the information that they need. Along with what I've learned by being in the wedding industry, I've gone through the process myself, and that, my friends, can sometimes be the best education you can get. My husband and I were married in 2010, and to say I was a clueless bride is an understatement. I had no idea about the wedding process, and at the time, Pinterest was in its infancy, so that wasn't even an option. I was actually using Google Images for wedding inspiration. What was supposed to be an enjoyable experience was truly so very stressful, and I have many regrets from the wedding planning process. In the end, we were married, and we're still going strong, so that's the most important part. But I really wish we would have had a better experience planning our wedding. But again, it's because we really didn't know what the heck we were doing. I want to make sure that you and your future spouse are able to look back on your wedding planning process and the wedding day itself feeling like you got the most out of the experience and wouldn't have changed anything. So that is what we'll be doing on this podcast. We're going to provide you with great tips and information along with advice from top-notch Greater Orlando wedding pros. So again, welcome to the podcast, and let's get started planning your wedding. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. For more Orlando wedding inspiration and tips, head on over to orangeblossombride.com. And if you're looking for amazing wedding pros to help bring your wedding day together, make sure to check out our wedding vendor directory. Until next time, happy planning.